This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Allie McClellan, and these are our stories for Friday, August 9th. ARRL member Eric Knight, KB1-EHE, played a role in the development of an RF-based Alzheimer's disease treatment that now shows great promise. A study published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, following a months-long FDA clinical trial of the treatment protocol, concluded that memory decline in most patients appeared to have been reversed to cognitive levels equivalent to what had been measured 12 months previously. The clinical trial concluded last December and focused on the initial efficacy of what NeuroEM Therapeutics, Inc., the company developing the device, calls transcranial electromagnetic treatment, or TEMT, using a non-invasive, head-worn device called the MEMR-EM. TEMT operates in the 900 MHz range and appears to break down the small protein aggregates in brain cells that are thought to initiate Alzheimer's development. According to a press release from NeuroEM, quote, "Results from the trial demonstrate that TEMT was safe in all 8 participating patients with mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease and enhanced cognitive performance in 7 of them, as measured by standard cognition scales," unquote. Dr. Amanda Smith, Director of Clinical Research at the Byrd Alzheimer's Center and Research Institute at the University of South Florida Health, co-authored the study. Knight, of Unionville, Connecticut, is the president of Remarkable Technologies. He has no medical background, but several years ago, he learned of experiments carried out on mice specially bred to have Alzheimer's disease. The mice were exposed to low levels of RF for therapeutic purposes, and the results were dramatic, sometimes even reversing the disease's effects. Borrowing some concepts from early experiments with small rockets and avionics, Knight set about developing, and later patenting, a wearable device that could deliver requisite low levels of RF to a human head. Knight told ARRL, quote, "As an inventor and entrepreneur, all you can hope for is to have a positive impact on society, and this is about as important as it gets. It's truly the most important and proudest moment of my professional life," unquote. AMSAT and ARIS are working on the design of an amateur radio system for NASA's Lunar Gateway. As NASA explained, the Gateway will be a small spaceship in orbit around the moon that will provide access to more of the lunar surface than ever before, with living quarters for astronauts, a lab for science and research, ports for visiting spacecraft, and more. For radio amateurs, the Lunar Gateway will represent the next step in moving ham radio out of low Earth orbit and into deep space. Under the current timeline, initial sections of the Gateway are scheduled to launch in 2022, with the Gateway in lunar orbit by 2026. The Lunar Gateway will serve as a solar-powered communication hub, science lab, short-term habituation module, and a holding area for rovers and other robots that may be bound for the moon or for other planets. Members of the Coconino County Amateur Radio Club in Arizona activated on July 21st as winds accelerated the museum fire beyond 50 acres, triggering the activation of the county's Emergency Operations Center. Members of the club, many of them ARIS volunteers, staffed the operations center. The fire appears to have been named for its proximity to the Museum of Northern Arizona and the Arizona Historical Society Pioneer Museum. The Coconino Amateur Radio Club is an ARRL-affiliated club with about 50 members. It has a large ARIS component that regularly trains and conducts Skywarn and ARIES nets weekly. On the opposite side of the country, hams were pressed into action in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, as a storm system on July 23rd produced severe thunderstorms, spawning 3 tornadoes. Hurricane-force winds also resulted in significant tree and utility wire damage, with particularly hard-hit communities including Hyannis, Yarmouth, and Chatham. Some pockets of wind damage also occurred in the northwest corner of Martha's Vineyard. Amateur radio Skywarn spotters were the first to provide critical information regarding the significant wind damage and tornadoes. Under the direction of Cape Cod District Emergency Coordinator Frank O'Loughlin, WQ10, and Eastern Massachusetts Section Emergency Coordinator Rob Macedo, KD1CY, a Skywarn net ran for several hours on a Barnstable, Massachusetts VHF repeater. Numerous damage reports were received during the net and for a couple hours after the storm had passed. At that point, amateur radio operations shifted to an ARIES net supporting communications between a shelter at the Dennis Yarmouth School and the Barnstable County Emergency Operations Center, which serves as the multi-agency coordination center. ARES support for the Dennis Yarmouth Shelter, as well as amateur radio operations at the Barnstable County Center, continued around the clock, with six radio amateurs engaged in shelter and emergency operations center communications over the course of about 2 days. The severe weather knocked out power for some 53,000 customers, and it took utilities several days to repair the damage and restore services. And finally, video recordings of presentations made by several ARRL officials at the 2019 Dayton Hamvention and ARRL National Convention are now available for viewing on the ARRL YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/user/ARRLHQ/videos.
And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
I spoke with Jerry N0JY, AMSAT Vice President of Engineering this week, and have this insight into the future of AMSAT. AMSAT has a CubeSat amateur radio module with a 30 kHz wide VHF-UHF linear transponder, similar to what will fly on the Fox 1E. We are working with several partners, mostly universities, who are interested in a low-cost CubeSat radio for the project that provides amateur radio satellite communications. The module consists of a transponder, command receiver, and an interface to the host satellite bus. The module is designed to enable a simple black box integration, providing a communications interface to the host flight computer for satellite telemetry downlink via the amateur radio and simultaneous operations of the amateur radio transponder. AMSAT's goal with the transponder package is to keep amateur radio in space by adding amateur communications capability to the growing number of CubeSats being launched. This allows us to continue to fly amateur radio transponders while we continue our work on the next generation of AMSAT satellites. One of our problems is that AMSAT is receiving way more requests to partner with a university than we can handle at this time. Hopefully, we will be able to expand this project and satisfy everyone that would like to use our low-cost black box. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
This is the ARRL Audio News propagation forecast for Friday, August 9th. A couple of sunspots appeared earlier this week, but then quickly vanished. It was confirmed that they were cycle 24 spots, not the new cycle 25 spots. So, we're still wallowing in the depths of a solar minimum. With a blank sun, the solar flux index remains stuck at 68. Despite this, though, keep checking the higher bands. Just this week, the FT8 operators in the U.S. reported a big opening to Russia on 10 meters that lasted nearly an hour. Now, these openings come and go quickly, so it pays to check often. On VHF and UHF, look for some strong openings on 2 meters and up from Kentucky all the way to the East Coast over the next several days. And if you live along the Southern California coast, there have been some particularly intense activity, and this is likely to continue for several days.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.